What we want to talk about is pharmakia. That might be a strange word to you, but it's the Greek word for sorcery. It's the Greek word of how people in the last days are going to be using pharmakia, sorcery, to be used as a tool to set up the mark of the beast system. And I want to talk about that today. The term is used in the book of Revelation for sorcerers. And if you go back to the ancient sorcerer in the Old Testament, we're talking about a witch or a warlock or anyone that's involved in the occult. But primarily what we're going to focus in on is those who, witches and warlocks in the ancient world who used chemicals, to create different concoctions that they would give people. Whether that would be to put them to sleep or do something to their bodies or whatever they used them for. But witches and warlocks used different chemical compounds and put them together and were using them in the occult for people to reach altered states of consciousness or to harm them or whatever. And even in the Middle Ages, you have the middle-aged witch or warlock, who would do the same things, cast spells, use cauldrons to brew their concoctions. And so what we're seeing today, with big pharma, the big pharmacy groups, is we're seeing something on the level of sorcery. Okay. And I'm not saying that all pharmacy, pills or whatever medications are bad. I'm not saying that. Please don't take that the wrong way. We're not anti-medicine. But what we're noticing with the plandemic, as we call it, with the vaccines, that there's something not right with the vaccines, that it seems to have some types of chemicals in them, messenger RNAs or whatever, that is causing a lot of problems. And the funny thing about it is in the book of Revelation toward, when you're looking, at the end times, when you're looking at the tribulation period, which we won't be here for, but in the tribulation time, it says that they use pharmakia, that these sorcerers are using pharmakia for people and hurting them, obviously, through this pharmakia, confusing them, whatever. And so today, I think what we can kind of see is some setups of how the globalists, the world elites, are going to use pharmakia involved in stair-stepping to get to the beast system. And that's what we want to focus in on. Now, the beast system, obviously, the Babylonian system that Antichrist will eventually take over, has all kinds of different components. It has a political component. It has a governmental component. It has a economic component. Has a religious component. But one of the other things that we notice, with a few clues from the book of Revelation, is that the beast system uses sorcery or pharmakia. And so we want to highlight that little aspect, which is going to turn into a big aspect, as part of this system that's forming. And so for over 2,000 years, believers who have read the book of Revelation are aware that it talks about the mark of the beast. And that's the goalpost, right? The mark of the beast will happen in the tribulation at the midpoint of the tribulation, okay? So nothing that's happening right now is the mark of the beast. So I have to put that disclaimer out because a lot of crazies out there are saying the vaccine's the mark of the beast. No, it's not. What you have to see from the vaccine, what you have to see from what's going on currently, is they are stair-stepping their way to the mark of the beast, which will happen in the tribulation, which you and I won't be here. But you and I are seeing the stair-step of how they get there. And one of the stair steps is using pharmakia and using a threat of health, right? A threat of life and death with pharmakia. You know, the threat of, oh my goodness, I'm going to get the coronavirus and die. I better be vaccinated. And then we start realizing that the vaccines are causing more problems and causing death, causing sicknesses and all kinds of different things I'm going to point out today through the use of pharmakia. putting chemical compounds together in a concoction and injecting that into the body. So that's on the level of what a witch would do, what a warlock would do to hurt people. And I'm not saying that all vaccines are bad. I'm not saying that all medicines are bad. Please don't get me wrong on that. I am saying these particular vaccines, I shouldn't even call them vaccines because they're not vaccines. These particular injections for COVID-19 seem to be a witch's brew of concoctions, of pharmakia, that are actually hurting people. So that's how I'm making the connection between sorcery and pharmakia with those particular vaccines, or again, experimental injections is what we should call them. And how is that leading, stair-stepping to the mark of the beast? Because as you can see now, they're using the vaccines to say, well, you can't come in this store. You can't go to a Raiders game. You can't travel unless you've been vaccinated, right? And that's getting more and more. We're going to see more of that. And so because of that, you can't buy or sell without being vaccinated. You see, that's a stair step towards the mark of the beast system in the future. It's a stair step. And so your buying and selling, your ability to socialize, your ability to go to different places and do different things is now associated to your vaccine status. Okay, so the vaccine status becomes that marker, so to speak, that you can't buy or sell without that. But then it's traced to then what's in the vaccine, and the pharmakia that's in the vaccine is hurting people. And we believe it's on purpose. So with that being said, again, I just want to remind you guys of how privileged we are to be able to see the stair steps of how the world gets to the mark of the beast in the tribulation. You are in a privileged position to see it, because for 2,000 years, people couldn't hardly imagine how would the world get to that point where you couldn't buy and sell without the mark of the beast. Well, you and I are seeing this now. They're saying those similar things with vaccines. And so when you go back to the prophet Daniel, and in Daniel chapter 12, he said this, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end." So Daniel was given all these prophecies that he recorded. And of course, he didn't understand a lot of them. The people living at that time didn't understand them. The people living 2,000 years didn't understand them. So the words that Daniel said would be in effect sealed until the time of the end. So now, they're being unsealed as we talk. And we're seeing how things are developing. So these prophecies that Daniel and John made in the book of Revelation make total sense to you and I. We see how they get to the mark of the beast. And they're doing it right now through vaccines. And then eventually they're going to do it through adding your banking account to it. And they're going to add your medical. And then they're going to add your carbon score, your ESG score. All of it will be put on this one thing. And you will not be able to buy and sell unless have enough carbon credits. If you're doing offsets with your carbon emissions, or you're woke and you go along with a narrative of wokeness, or you're vaccinated, or whatever they attach to that, you won't be able to buy or sell. Now you and I see it and we get it now. We get what they're going to do, and they have now the technology to do it. And again, like I said, when Daniel was given these prophecies, when John was given these prophecies, they didn't fully understand what they were prophesying because they didn't live in our time, right? And so you see this in Daniel chapter 12, verse 8. He says, "Although I heard, I did not understand," Daniel said. "Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." So Daniel, again, admitted he didn't understand. And the Lord didn't explain it to him. It's sealed until the end. Then when John comes and he writes the book of Revelation, Revelation 22:10 says this, and he said to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And so now the great unsealing it has happened with the book of Revelation that gives us more definitive ideas about what's going to happen in the end. John, in fact, was the first one to put things in chronological order for us prophetically. You can see the chronology in chapter 1. He talks about it. And there's a threefold chronology in the book of Revelation. And so John unseals things, help us to better understand. And now here we are in the last days, and now things are making complete sense to you and I. And it's all adding up. Now, the thing about this, and I want to add another passage out of Daniel chapter 12, and it says in verse 4 that many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. I want to talk about that because that pertains basically to you and I living in this period of time. This knowledge shall increase is not knowledge just in general, just not, you know, math and science or anything like that. It's not knowledge in general is what he's referring to. It's actually in the Hebrew, it has a definitive article, the. It uses a he da'ath. And it means the knowledge. He da'ath means the knowledge. Well, what is the knowledge? Well, the knowledge is what he's been describing and he doesn't understand it. The knowledge is prophecy. The knowledge of what he was given and he didn't understand, and then what John gives and the other prophets give about the end times. So he says, towards the end, knowledge shall increase. The knowledge shall increase. What is that? The knowledge of how things happen. So you have the biblical markers, like, you know, the one world government, and you have the biblical markers of the Whore of Babylon, or the Antichrist, and the Mark of the Beast. Okay, those are big markers. Those are the end game, right? So you know where it all ends. But you and I, the privilege of living in the last days is that you and I can see the setup of how the world gets to those markers. And so that's why I think the Lord still has us here and we haven't been raptured. He wants us to see how these things are being set up so that we can warn others that, hey, you see them saying you can't buy and sell without a vaccine. That eventually is going to go further into the future and be related to the Antichrist. You see how the one world government is getting set up. You see how a one world digital currency is getting ready to get set up. You have the ability then to tell people eventually this is what will happen in the future. But right now it's starting to get set up. That means we're close, but we're seeing the setup. And so that's the knowledge you're referring to. Now this idea of running, many shall run to and fro, and people have mistranslated this as well, is talking about general knowledge and it's talking about travel. Travel will increase. That's not what Daniel's talking about. He's not talking about traveling. He's talking that the many shall run to and fro in relationship to the knowledge. So many people living in the last days will run to and fro. Running to and fro is a Hebrew idiom. Basically, the idea has to do with searching out the knowledge, trying to understand the end times and putting these prophecies together. So many will realize, hey, we're living in the last days, and see some markers, and then perhaps we'll start searching for those who can tell them what's going on, like you and I. Like the remnant believers who know prophetically what's happening, they will start searching us out. I have numerous people from the internet that contact us and say this very thing. I didn't understand what was happening. I knew something was wrong. But now after I hear you it all makes sense because you're connecting the dots for me and you're being able to tell me prophetically what's happening around me. And folks, that's the privilege of being a believer during this time, is that it increases your ability to evangelize these people that don't know anything, but they suspect something's up, something's wrong. Will someone tell them? Because the media is not going to tell them, the society is not going to tell them, the culture is not going to tell them. It's you and I that's going to tell them, hey, this is what's happening and this is where it's going. You better get saved because you don't want to be here for the tribulation. You want to be raptured prior to it. But see, this is why we're still here. And this is why we're in the birth pain era, is I think the main reason is to evangelize the lost before the rapture happens and it's too late and they go into the tribulation period. It makes perfect sense why God would do that, right? And so anyway, we have that ability to connect dots. That is huge. Don't take that for granted. Most of the world cannot connect dots. They can only go so far. But you and I go way deeper because we have inside information from God of where this is all heading. So let's just deal with how pharmakia stair steps its way to eventually the mark of the beast, okay? So as you know, the marker, which is the mark of the beast, comes at the midpoint of the tribulation when the Antichrist takes control of the entire world, and then eventually people have to swear allegiance to him, or they lose the ability to buy and sell, and eventually he just kills them, right? And again, that's midpoint tribulation time. We're not here for that, okay? However, we're in the birth pains era. Like I mentioned before, we're in the last days of this age, okay? And again, as we see the setup and how it's forming, we now see how they're using the vaccine to control people. And again, they're going to use other things to control people. It won't be just be the vaccine. It'll be, you know, their hoax of global warming and carbon offsets and all that other stuff. A lot of other factors are going to come into play here. It's not just this, but again, we just want to focus on the vaccine issue. The vaccine, as we have noted, is a concoction that is causing problems. And now they're saying, look, you can't basically buy or sell. You're not going to be able to go into a store without having this vaccination. Doctors are refusing treatment of patients who are unvaccinated. And you got all kinds of discrimination against the unvaccinated. And especially when they're lying about the vaccines, and especially when they're lying about the reactions from the vaccines, and especially when they don't admit the truth about the unvaccinated, that the unvaccinated who have had COVID have higher antibodies than the unvaccinated. It's the vaccinated that are shedding the Delta variant and other variants. It's not the unvaccinated who have had COVID. So they flip the thing, flip the narrative, and it's all a lie. But again, what is it about? It's about control. That's what it's about. This is not about the vaccine. This is not about them wanting safety. The globalist elites, these politicians, could care less if people die. They don't care. They're murderers. They follow their father, the devil, who's a murderer, and so they murder. They don't care if people die. What is this about? It's about control. It's not about health. And so this controlling template, again, will move into the tribulation and be under the guise of the Antichrist, where he controls the entire world. But this is the setup for global control. That's what you're seeing form right in front of you. And now they're going to do it through fear of health, right? So all these stupid shutdowns, all the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates. You know, Joe Biden now is saying that if you have a business over 100, they're mandating vaccines for businesses, mandating it for healthcare workers and nurses and doctors and all these other people. And all that is just control. Because if you ever have studied the virus, there's no need for all of it. The masks don't work. The lockdowns don't work. Social distancing doesn't work. It doesn't work. Shutdowns don't work of the economy. But again, it's not about health. And that's why they push it. Wearing a mask is now a socialized conditioning technique that they have used on people. That's what it's all about. It doesn't save anybody. It's about social conditioning. That's what it's about. The vaccines are social conditioning. So basically, with this vaccine, they're using sorcery, or what we would call pharmakia, putting different chemicals in there to cause something to happen. Now let's back up about how this was developed. This pharmakia, or sorcery, was created in the Wuhan lab. The Wuhan lab would be like going into a warlock's or a witch's house, and they have a big cauldron in the middle, and they're combining chemicals in a cauldron. In effect, that's what they were doing in the Wuhan lab. That's where the sorcery began. The Wuhan lab is a Chinese military lab, guys. And the sorcerers that are involved in there, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, etc., Fauci, the World Health Organization, all these people were involved in all this junk. They're the sorcerers. They're the witches. They're the warlocks. And then they create this thing in a lab, and it's more lethal and more contagious, the way they've doctored it. Why would you make something more lethal and more contagious if you didn't want to kill people? Again, the common sense would tell you, these Dr. Frankensteins, these witches and warlocks were doing it for what? To kill people? I think so. I don't think they're benevolent. I think they're malevolent. And then at the same time, suppress information about ivermectin, suppress hydroxychloroquine, when that's perfectly safe to use on people? Why would you do that? Is it because they want people to die? It would seem so. That's all you're left to conclude, that this virus not only was meant to kill people who have comorbidities and are the elderly, but then it was used to get another vaccine, or to get the vaccine that would end up killing more people too. So it's been one death march after another. You can't conclude anything else. And so with these vaccines, they've caused a bunch of adverse reactions that no one wants to talk about. And so the new numbers came out from VAERS, by the way. And VAERS only gets 1% of the reporting, by the way. 1%, okay? So you got to times these times 100 or whatever to get, you know, what the real numbers are. But here's the 1% that reports to VAERS. These are the new numbers. Off of the vaccines, the reactions to the vaccines. Here are the numbers. 701,000 adverse events. 14, or nearly 15,000 deaths. 60,000 hospitalizations. 80,000 urgent care visits. 110,000 doctor's office visits. Close to 6,000 anaphylaxis. 8,000 Bell's palsy. 1,800 miscarriages. 6,600 heart attacks. 5,700 myocarditis. 19,000 permanently disabled. 3,000 thrombocytopenia, or low platelets, and 15,000 life-threatening situations. There have been 28,000 severe allergic reactions, 8,000 shingles. So guys, that's only 1% of reporting. And these are the reactions that they get from the vaccine. That's enough right there. If you have over 500 reactions that are bad, you're supposed to pull the vaccine. Well, you got nearly 15,000 people that are dead. That's only 1% reported. A bunch of people permanently disabled. That would be enough to pull it. How come they don't pull it? Because I think they want more people to die. Now they're wanting to push a booster. Want more people to die too, huh? Is that what you're wanting to do? It also reduces your immune system. Again, let me show you another chart. This chart shows a huge spike in deaths reported to VAERS in 2020 through 2021. I want you to see all the years up till 2020 and 2021. Look at the spike in deaths recorded in VAERS. Does that tell you something? Look at this other chart. This is the VAERS COVID vaccine reports of death by days to onset. This includes all ages. The chart shows, obviously, there's a huge spike in deaths right after receiving the vaccines. And at the same time, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are banned. Again, the charts and the numbers, VAERS report doesn't lie. Let me give you another test case. I had a story from a nurse that works in a unit in a hospital. And in her unit, this was not a formal experiment, but they kind of did an experiment. There's over about 53, 54 nurses in this one unit, okay? They all work together. They're all in front of patients that have COVID and other types of diseases. Anyway, here's what they reported to me. The nurses in this unit who were vaccinated, when they tested them for antibodies, the ones who had been vaccinated had no antibodies, not one. So the nurses that had not been vaccinated and had caught COVID, when they were tested for their antibodies, they had high levels of antibodies, which exactly is what one would expect. Now think about this. The nurses who were vaccinated in that same unit, about 26 of them, had no antibodies from the vaccination. I thought the vaccinations were supposed to produce that. Didn't. And then the nurses who just naturally caught COVID and dealt with it had a bunch of antibodies in order to protect them. Right there should show you how effective the vaccines are. They're not. They're not effective. That's why you have all these vaccinated people having the Delta variant and other variants and catching that and having problems. While the unvaccinated, who have high antibodies, are being able to fight it off. Again, the vaccine is a pharmakia, and it is causing death and reactions, and it is part of sorcery. Because these people in the Wuhan lab, and all these people funding it and helping them, like the NIH and the Echo Health System that we were giving money to, Fauci, were part of creating this pharmakia and putting it in people. Now, you think about this. What's in this cauldron of witchcraft? What is in this pharmakia? Well, Dr. Lee Merritt says that these injections produce a potentially deadly pathogen, a spike protein in your cells, and it can control DNA in ways no one really knows or understands. She said, we literally have no idea whether this gene products in them are going to express cancer genes or turn off cancer-fighting genes. She said, in the world of your complex DNA, there are thousands of other potentially damaging unknowns in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which include all kinds of different types of ingredients that may by themselves create ailments. Now, she goes into her article about what's involved in these things. And some of these things, I don't even understand. There's lipids, there's hydroxybutyl, there's polyethylene, glycol, and all kinds of different names. It's all kinds of crazy stuff. It's a witch's brew. It's a pharmakia. And she says you look at all this stuff and you don't know exactly what this stuff inside these vaccines will do to you. They've had no trials. They tested on animals and all the animals died. They've never really tested on humans. The test on humans is right now. The people who are vaccinated, you are the test case. So they don't really know. And then she adds, and you probably have seen this, that people have been putting out videos purporting to show that they are now magnetic after taking the vaccines. I mean, it's ridiculous. She goes on and she says, a physician's colleague of mine confirmed that not only would a magnet stick to the injection site, but a paperclip would hold to the skin. That's crazy. What are they putting in people? Again, it's pharmakia. Michael Yeadon, the PhD, very well known, very renowned, former chief science officer for Pfizer. Okay? He recently made two statements that we can't ignore. He says, I'm here to tell you that there is something very, very bad happening. If you don't pay attention, you will soon lose any chance to do anything about it. He goes, look out the window and think, why is my government lying to me about something so fundamental? Well, he says, because I think the answer is they're going to kill you using this method. They're going to kill you and your family. Now, that's him saying that. These are, again, worked for Pfizer, understands what's going on. Dr. Merritt continues on and says this, maybe you can't yet believe Big Pharma is targeting you. But the undeniable fact is that they are willing to gamble with the lives of you and your family. And now they want to give it to kids, right? They want to gamble with your kids' life. They have released upon the entire world's population a novel technology by bypassing animal testing and long-term human testing and ignoring any inconveniences such as the usual and unexplained death and disease. She goes on, she says, for decades, we have been a gullible population that have allowed our children to get vaccinated for trivial, non-fatal diseases such as the mumps or even chickenpox. We have believed in the godlike status of medical technocrats who believe or who claim to be making the world safer. We have joined in the mocking of anti-vaxxers as anti-scientific troglodytes. We have tacitly accepted the unspoken premise under which pharmaceutical companies and doctors operate, that all vaccines always are safe in all people and at all times. The reality is, it should not be considered unreasonable to question the necessity of any drug and to require transparency, honesty, and safety. She's right. What is this about? It again, using pharmakia to kill people, to get control, and to move towards a one world government, eventually to be handed over or taken and seized by the Antichrist. That's what this is about. Here's an interesting thing about control, okay, being connected to the pharmakia. So last Sunday, tens of thousands of quarantined Israelis began receiving text messages from the Israeli police with a link to provide their GPS location for the purpose of tracking them during the self-isolation period. Now, I-24 News reported this, right? And this tracking system was developed by the Israeli police with the assistance of the Public Security Ministry and was expanded after a successful completion of a pilot program in recent weeks. The article goes on and says this, Israel has imposed new measures in an effort to contain the spread of COVID-19 driven by an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant. Self-isolating individuals can now choose not to provide their location information using their smartphone. In that case, Israel police will carry out increased supervision activity in the place of isolation. Are the Israelis not understanding that that's totalitarian? That I'm going to give the government, I'm going to tell them where I'm at on my phone, and if I choose not to tell them where I'm at, then they will carry out increased supervision in the place where I'm isolating. I can't believe Israel is doing this. This is ridiculous. That is draconian. But again, what is it linked to? We'll link it to the pharmakia and we'll link it to controlling you. We want to know where you're at. Now do you see how they're linking all this together to stair step it to eventually the Antichrist controls every aspect of a person's life in the tribulation. Because that's what they're doing now. And the Israelis are letting it happen. And it just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Furthermore, let me add another evil indication about these vaccines. These vaccines are on a whole new level. They are sorcery. Okay? And so now, another thing comes out, especially about the military trying to force mandate these soldiers in our armies, in a Navy, in the Air Force, all branches, forcing them to get vaccinated. Okay? And they're weeding people out. Because a lot of the Christian soldiers do not want to be vaccinated. So a lot of the Navy SEALs who are Christians or just love freedom are balking at this, that are actually suing because they don't want to be vaccinated. So what they're doing is forcing people out. Well, anyway, Tucker Carlson revealed something very strange and very evil. In forcing the vaccines, in defense of COVID-19 vaccines, they were teaching the military soldiers the seven tenets of Satanism on a PowerPoint. I mean, this is ridiculous. So watch this video of Tucker talking about this.
So military suicide is an actual crisis that the Pentagon might want to address. Lloyd Austin might want to look into that. But no, that would get the Democratic Party nothing. The point of mandatory vaccination is to identify the sincere Christians in the ranks, the free thinkers, the men with high testosterone levels, and anyone else who does not love Joe Biden, and make them leave immediately. It's a takeover of the U.S. military. Here's how they're doing it. This show has just obtained a PowerPoint that the Army is using to justify mandatory vaccines to the troops. This is an actual slide from it on your screen. You will notice there the sympathetic portrayal of Satanism. How many children were sacrificed to Satan because of the vaccine, the slide reads, apparently sarcastically. Then the presentation proceeds to list the so-called tenets of Satanism, which are taken straight from the Temple of Satanism website. So here you have the United States Army doing PR for Satanism. The rest of the presentation is less shocking than that, but it's utterly shoddy and dishonest. For example, it falsely claims that only 3 people have died from taking the COVID vaccine. Reports collected by the Biden administration itself indicate that number is actually in the thousands. So we called the Army about this today, and they conceded the PowerPoint you just saw is absolutely real. Troops saw it, but it was somehow not approved by Army leadership. They did not explain how that works or what they're going to do about it. We do know the vaccine mandate is taking a terrible toll on the U.S. military and on this country's ability to defend itself at a very volatile time in the world. Already, 3 members of the CIA paramilitary teams that first entered Afghanistan after 9/11, remember them? They got there before the military. 3 members of that team have been suspended for not getting vaccinated. They're being told to await disciplinary proceedings. Meanwhile, an Army officer, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Douglas Haig, just announced that he's resigning from the military rather than take medicine that he does not want or need.
As you can see, this is the most ridiculous thing. Why would they be teaching the 7 tenets of Satanism to military guys? Well, I think Tucker hit the nail on the head. He says the point of mandatory vaccination in the military is to identify the Christians in the ranks, right? The free thinkers, the men with high testosterone levels, he says, and anyone else who does not love Joe Biden. But he's right. It's to get rid of them out of the military. And then at the same time, teach the remaining military that stays in the tenets of Satanism. This is a complete takeover of the U.S. military. And again, this all is heading in one direction. And they're using the sorcery, the pharmakia of the vaccines to do it. You see the methodology? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's evil. But it is getting them to where they want to go. Total world domination. I like what Dr. Lee Merritt said. She says, don't take these genetic agents without doing your research. Don't experiment on your children. Dr. Zelenko said, if you give your children the vaccines, you might as well sacrifice them to Baal or Moloch. Because that's what you're doing. The children don't need it. Teenagers don't need it. Young people don't need it. And so Zelenko chimes in as well. Resist all attempts of the government or businesses to mandate any vaccine. Do not be coerced by threats to limit your travel. Do not be coaxed by false promises or more personal freedom if you take the injections. You don't need a biology degree. Look for the truth by looking at censorship. Look at what they're shutting down. Watch the fact checkers and the truth that they are trying to hide. And she says, listen to the mainstream media and do the opposite of what they say. And that's good advice. Do the opposite of what CNN and LSD say and all these other crazy wackadoo alphabet soup media outlets. Do the opposite of what the media tells you to do. That's pretty good advice. And remember, if you don't own the right to your body, then you're a slave. So now we understand what they're doing. We understand that this is pharmakia. This is sorcery. The sorcery is killing people. They don't care. But the sorcery causes fear and is getting them to have people march in line and do exactly what they're told to do. Folks, they are creating a one-world government of full control over people's lives. And they're just going to do it through fear. That's how they get to the mark of the beast in the tribulation. Thank God for the rapture that we'll be spared by from this tribulation period. But again, like I said at the outset, why are we still here? Why are we seeing the table set up? It's for you and I to help those who are going to and fro trying to discover the knowledge, the prophetic knowledge. So you are placed here for such a time as this. Go out there and connect dots for these people. Tell them what dots are there in the vaccine and the pandemic and where it goes from here. Show them where the markers are in the tribulation. Perhaps you might win them to the Lord if you can connect the right dots, because I'm telling you, people are open. They want to know what's going on. They want inside information, and you and I have it through the Bible. That's a privileged position we have. Don't take that for granted. Let's be responsible and use it to help these people see the sorcery, see the control, and see where it's all heading.